Yes. It's time for Speed Jokes, sponsored by Team Hochberg. We got a joke today from a woman named Marge Sipla. Thank you, Marge. And someone who wrote The Fully Glassed Steve in Chandler, Arizona. Steve won himself a coveted Speed Jokes one pint glass. And Diane C. of North Aurora and Leanne Lenz of Arlington Heights and Kent Heisner sent us a joke. And Kathy Stoik sent a joke in with what she said is possibly the only coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug in all of Lafayette, Indiana. She's a winner, too. And then she wrote, "Hey, John, given your love of dandelions, I thought this one might amuse you, even though I'm pretty sure this joke is not suitable for the radio." Kathy, it's not. It's hard to believe that someone could find an inappropriate joke about dandelions, but lady, you did. So let's tell some other jokes instead. Okay, Stevie, you're on.
In the following scene, Dave Emmett will portray a teacher, and John Williams will star as a student from Jamaica.
Use the word dandelion in a sentence.
The cheetah is faster dandelion.
Hey, John, I've invented a telepathically controlled air freshener.
Makes sense when you think about it. I don't want to say gas is expensive, but yesterday I went to the gas station and told the guy to give me $5 worth of gas. He farted and handed me a receipt. What do you call a superhero with a bad sense of direction? Wonder Woman. Hey, Dave, what's the difference between an actor and a burnt rodent? One's Chris Pratt and the other is...
Crisp Rat?
If Mary gave birth to Jesus and Jesus is the Lamb of God, then did Mary have a little lamb?
And now, an oldie but goodie. This is a sponsor's name here.
Yeah.
Redo, sponsored by the people who... Sponsor's tagline here.
Haven't filled that gap yet. But we got this joke. Thanks for sending this old joke in, Dominic Dottoli of Tinley Park. He wrote, "Hey, John, Jesus and his apostles walk into a bar. Jesus orders 13 glasses of water, turns to his apostles, and winks."
You've been listening to a Speed Joke Redo, sponsored by Sponsor's Name Here, the people who do Sponsor's Service Here.
Like we need more sponsors around here, for crying out loud. How do you tell a skewer of meat and vegetables to be quiet? Everybody has the answer in front of them except Bob Kessler. Bob, is this an easy one? How do you tell a skewer of meat and vegetables to be quiet? Well, that would be...
I'm trying to envision ever needing to do that, I guess. And that's where I'm caught on this. So
that
I don't
would be shish kebab. My niece didn't get that clerical job, Dave.
Really? And didn't you tell me she can type 700 characters per minute?
Yeah, but I guess they want the characters to form words. My one-legged buddy works in the brewery.
What's he do there?
He's in charge of hops. Hey, Dave, read this book. It's really interesting.
Sure. What's the title?
My Life is a Barrel of Petroleum by Brent Crude. I wrote that one myself, by the way. I'm just a little bit proud of that. Or try this book, Dave. I Was a Russian Billionaire by Ali Gark. And here's another book for you, Dave. Startling Behavior of Senior Citizens by Omer Gosh.
Okay. Thanks, John.
I think that one needs a little bit of a, hold on, a little rust on it. Startling Behavior of Senior Citizens by Omer Gosh.
Okay, thanks, John.
Well, I got one more book for you, Dave.
Yeah.
I got a bunch of books for you, Dave. Here's A History of Severe Storms by Wayne Dwaps.